Welcome to Restored Life Podcast with Stanley. Here we learn how to grow our knowledge of God's Word and to rest in His goodness. On this platform, we will share with you on how you can be better at what God has called you to be. You can find us on all major podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Google Casts, Breaker, Radio Public. Please subscribe to be able to, get notification regarding our podcast. Also, feel free to like our Facebook page, Restored Life. Comment and share with your friends. Restored, and you can also send us email at restoredlife2019@gmail.com. Today I'm excited to, bring to you a topic that I've titled Pleading the Blood of Jesus, the Right Application. Because we know that if there is a right application, there is also a wrong application. Of every, virtually everything that, every spiritual activity, there are both right and wrong application. And we'd like to look at the right application of the blood of Jesus for the New Testament believer. And I will read from the book of Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. And it says from the King James Version, "And they overcame him by the blood of a lamb and by the word of their testimony." From the Amplified Classic Version it says, "And they have overcome," conquered him by the means of the blood of a lamb and by the utterance of their testimony. Satan is a defeated foe. And the New Testament believer should know this, that Satan is defeated. What led to this amazing victory? We read from verse 7 of the same chapter, Revelation chapter 12. We see a throwback in time to how Lucifer and his fallen angels lost their place in heaven. The Message paraphrase puts it this way: war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought back, but were no match for Michael. They were cleared out of heaven, not a sign of them left. The great dragon, the ancient serpent, the one called devil and Satan, the one who led the whole world astray, thrown out, and all his angels thrown out with him, thrown down to the earth. Satan is defeated. How was he defeated? Clearly we see it. They were defeated by the blood of a lamb and by the word of their testimony. Notice word is not in caps. So it does not necessarily refer to the word of God. It actually means the word, the utterance of their testimony, the utterance of our testimony. It talks about evidence. It talks about witness. It's a legal term, and we shall come back to it shortly. I've often heard many believers soak themselves in the blood of Jesus when they pray. Some others cover themselves in the blood of Jesus. In fact, some New Testament believers still sprinkle the blood of Jesus. These are incorrect application of the precious blood of Jesus. Studies from the scriptures show that in the New Testament, we are not to soak, cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We shouldn't also sprinkle the blood. Sprinkling of the blood was an Old Testament practice, and it ended with the Old Testament. It was the right thing to do at that time. As we see in Exodus chapter 24, verses 4 to 8, after reading the book of the covenant, Moses sprinkled the blood of dead animals from the bowl on the people. Since blood is the essence of life, according to the book of Leviticus chapter 17, verse 14, therefore the sprinkling of the blood at that time meant the sealing of a covenant to the people. The blood in the Old Testament was mute. It was dumb. It could not speak. Since the animal was dead, therefore it had to be sprinkled many times over. But in the New Testament, it's entirely different. The blood of Jesus Christ is the seal of the new covenant, as we see in the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 20. And this blood speaks. Several years after it was shed at Calvary, it still speaks. It speaks healing, friends. It speaks forgiveness. It speaks mercy. It speaks clarity. It speaks provision. Therefore, the believer needs not sprinkle the blood, since Jesus is alive, and he's alive always. If you note the mention of the blood of sprinkling in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24, it was an allusion to the sprinkling of the, of blood upon the people at Mount Sinai when the covenant was made there, and the sprinkling of blood of the sin offering before the mercy seat. But the Old Testament sprinkling was partial. In comparison to the new covenant, it was inadequate. At best, it could only make the Old Testament people ceremonially clean. It couldn't purge their consciences. The mention of blood dipped in cloth in Revelation chapter 19 verse 14, for those who still, you know, dip themselves in the blood. It was a reference to the blood of his enemies from his trampling them in the winepress of his fury in Isaiah chapter 63 verse 3. There is no mention of soaking or covering people in the blood in the New Testament. So where did the idea of soaking ourselves in the blood come from? Where did people get this idea from? Anyway, what is the right application of the blood? Let's talk about it. You know, the blood of Jesus has accomplished the work of grace for the church. The New Testament believer has overcome already. We are not about to overcome. We are overcomers. And we are overcomers by the blood of Jesus. We see that in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. So I encourage you, activate the blood today. You do so by pleading the blood. Pleading is a legal term. When we plead the blood, we are not begging the blood. No, on the contrary, like an attorney, we are pleading a case before a judge. And to do this, we present evidence, we present truths, we present testimony in order to support our evidence, you know, our case. Remember our opening scripture? And they have overcome him by the means of the blood of the Lamb and by the utterance of their testimony. We didn't shed the blood. Jesus did. Ours is to utter our witness. Ours is to declare our testimony in enforcing our already won victory. So when we plead the blood, we are activating what already happened as a result of the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. We are tendering our evidence. We are testifying to what is already ours as a result of the blood. It's a statement of faith about what happened at Calvary. Child of God, it's time to pray right as a New Testament believer. Stop soaking yourself in the blood, you know, because there is no scriptural support of such prayer. Praying outside the word amounts to nothing. It is the same thing as having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. When the devil accuses, attacks, or opposes you, plead the blood of Jesus. Better still, use the blood to attack doubts, attack fears, arguments, and everything the enemy throws your way. You know, the will of God is sealed in Christ. And just like every will, it must be executed. To enjoy the estate assigned to us in the will of God, it is our responsibility to execute this will and to activate God's promises in our lives through our words. Our spiritual warfare is evidence-based. If there is no evidence, then there is no claim. So today I encourage you, tender your evidence, plead the blood of Jesus, and enjoy the benefits that the cross has accorded you. God bless you real good. You know, please, if you've been blessed by this, share, like our Facebook page. God bless you until I come your way next time.